This Friday sees the launch of the first ever Prague Food Festival, an event that aims to celebrate the increasingly multicultural nature and rapidly improving standard of the cuisine that is now available in the Czech capital. Colleen O'Connor has more.
Some Moravian minstrels get the party underway at the launch of the inaugural Prague Food Festival. This new culinary event aims to treat Prague diners to special cut-price delicacies in some of the city's most exclusive restaurants. The festival is the brainchild of Pavel Maurer, a well-known Czech mate who compiles a popular Prague restaurant guide.
Our idea is to show people and give people possibility just to come and to try really very different cuisines coming from Brazilian to Thai to Japan to French and other cuisines for very small money. So they have opportunity just to touch the food which they cannot normally afford. I say that this is something like gastronomic charity, what we are doing.
By buying a ticket for the event, those attending the food festival will be able to sample a range of normally expensive specialties at some of Prague's best restaurants, for about one-tenth of what they normally cost. The 12 restaurants involved have been specially chosen to show the diversity of the food that is now available in the Czech capital, which Pavel Maurer says has been coming along in leaps and bounds over the last decade or so.
I remember after Velvet Revolution in Prague, you have 3 foreign restaurants. One restaurant was Russian, one was China, and one was Indian. Today, you have something like 35 different exotic restaurants from French to Japan to Italian, Pakistan, everything. So now I think that Prague could be seen as a city where you can really try a lot of many different cuisines, not only Czech cuisine.
With over 2,500 tickets sold before the event even started, there certainly seems to be plenty of people interested in trying out the exotic dishes that will be on offer. One of the people who will be preparing meals for the festival goer is Jiří Stift, the head chef of the Alcron Hotel. I talked with him while he was busy cooking special dishes for the festival's opening party and started by asking him to describe one of the culinary delights he was preparing for the event.
Charcoal, grill, smoked duck breasts with porcini mushrooms and with gratinated potatoes.
The organizer of this festival told me that 87% of Czechs, when they have a choice, still prefer Czech food, and that only 13% are adventurous enough to regularly try foreign foods. Would you agree with that, or do you think it might be changing slightly?
I think it is changing, and a lot of people, they understand that they should really look on some other dishes than is goulash with dumplings.
The idea that Czechs are starting to be more discriminating about what they eat had also crossed the mind of one of the punters I spoke to while enjoying a good nosh-up at the festival's opening party.
There is an old saying that every town has restaurants it deserves. And you have to have a discerning clientele to be able to maintain a level of quality. And I think that the people who are now going to the Czech restaurants or restaurants in Czech Republic beginning to know what is it all about.
An obviously satisfied gourmet there, ending that report by Colleen O'Connor. The Prague Food Festival runs until Sunday, and if you are interested in finding out more, you can visit the event's website at praguefoodfestival.cz. And now I am joined by Rosie Johnston and Daniela Lazarova for this week's edition of Business